I grew up eating tacos. Soft tacos from street vendors in Mexico City, tacos dorados made by my mom, tacos de pescado, tacos al pastor. Now, from breakfast to drive-through fast food, there are all types of tacos. Now, Window Rock, California is the capital of the Navajo Nation, and locals there have been eating something called a Navajo taco for over 100 years. Ann Hoffman now on the mysterious origins of the Navajo taco.
It's a hot day in northern Arizona. Summer campers Morgan Miller and James Cobb stand in a kitchen with plywood paneling and photographs of a Navajo family.
Fried bread leaves flour all over your hands.
It's not pleasant at all.
I feel it's very pleasant. It makes you feel like you're more involved in the process.
Irene Nota is a Navajo culture teacher who's invited these campers over to her farm today in the hopes of passing on her tribe's traditions. She moves the dough outside and heats a large pan of grease over a flame.
And our grease should be really, really hot. Or maybe 400, I don't know.
As Nota puts the prepared dough into the hot grease, summer storm winds pick up.
Ooh, oh my, oh my. All the sunny, guys.
In spite of the fierce weather, Nota continues with her lesson.
And we call it Tatnilraj. Tatnilraj is a Navajo word for fried bread. And Apache, they call it Pankahe. So that's Pankahe. Pankahe, yeah. That's Apache.
The Navajo didn't always eat fry bread. Historically, they probably ate something closer to a Mexican corn tortilla and topped it with spicy lamb. But 150 years ago, the U.S. government forced the tribe to move from their homeland in Arizona to eastern New Mexico. With their cheap, government-issued rations, white flour, sugar, and lard, the Navajo people came up with fry bread. They topped the bread with ground meat, and the Navajo taco was born. But it's not clear how the dish got its name. Gustavo Arellano is the author of a book called Taco USA.
Food histories turn into food mythologies or food legends. And as a result, reporters and historians, when they try to get into actual details about a particular foodstuff or a restaurant, a lot of it's very hazy.
In my search to understand the Navajo taco, I do hear one possible explanation for the food's name. According to a tribal elder, white tourists sampled the dish in the early 20th century and christened it a Navajo taco. Arellano isn't surprised that Anglo tourists could have given Navajo food a Mexican name.
It's from the moment Americans have known about Mexican food, they've wanted it. They've wanted it and they've sought it out and they've assimilated it. And they're always asking for what's the next big trend. And this, it's a cycle, really, that goes around every decade. And you could date these cycles back to the 1880s.
The rainstorm has just ended and everyone's starving. No one's really thinking about the origins of Navajo tacos, just the fact that soon we'll be eating them. Friends and relatives of the Nota stop by for what turns out to be a lot like a family barbecue.
This is my sister-in-law, Anna Sanderson. She lives over the hill, and I invite her to come over.
While the bread fries, the campers wait anxiously for that first bite.
So, you ever had fried bread?
No, never. I'm excited to try it, though.
What do you think it's going to taste like?
Maybe kind of like fried dough, but like at the fair, but with less sugar.
When it's finally time to eat, the kids clean their plates. Some say they're a little disappointed that these tacos aren't as spicy as the ones they're used to back home. But almost all go back for second helpings of fry bread, this time with honey on top. For Latino USA, I'm Ann Hoffman.